Dubai Eye
103.8. Join the conversation on The Agenda
on Dubai Eye 103.8.
So it takes 2.5 minutes for somebody to be converted. I've just signed up to Serena's team. I'm now part of their team.
Yay.
In our world, The Walking Dead.
Yep. So we can go around and kill zombies together and get up the ladder of group teams and stuff.
Life will never be the same.
It's really good. It's a good app game.
I'm going to give it a go. See
but
what's
just
happening.
Just don't do it whilst you're driving, because then you'll get 800 dirhams and 4 black points.
Is that enough? What are people saying?
People are saying no, it's not enough. 800 dirhams for playing games on the phone. Not enough if it's about distractions while driving, then remove billboards and ads next to the road. Thank you, Hank, for that comment. I'm sure a lot of people will agree with you. Another comment about our story about phony doctors. Had a doctor tell my mom that she would die if she didn't get admitted, even though there was no major issue. That's worrying.
Keep your thoughts coming in. So text them now on 4001. Equally, you can have your say at Dubai I1038FM. You can share your comments on the Facebook page or give us a call. 0487155 00. Got Eminem in the house. Not Eminem, but M&M, Melania Marcus. So they'll be taking your calls out there. 4001 if you want to get your texts in, though. Let's go to our next story. And again, it centres around the roads of the UAE. We've been talking about police in Abu Dhabi with their initiatives. Mm-hmm. Also, a new initiative for motorists here in Dubai.
Yep, you can have up to 100% off your existing traffic fines if you don't rack up any penalties for the rest of the year. So it's part of a new initiative from Dubai Police to encourage safe driving habits. Colonel Faisal Essa Al Qasim, Director of Dubai Police Media Department, he shared the details with ARN.
If you respect the traffic law for 3 months, you will get 25% of your fine, actually. And you continue to respect the law for another 3 months, you will get off 50%. And if you continue another for another 3 months, you'll get off 75% of your fines. And if you continue for another 3 months, which is 12 months, so zero payment. You're not going to pay anything for your fines.
Dubai Police, they're announcing that motorists can avail of discounts on traffic fines during this, the Year of Tolerance. Drivers can, as you heard there, get up to 100% reduction on the total accumulated existing traffic fines. New initiative from Dubai Police as part of Year of Tolerance. Does it send the right message to motorists in the UAE? If I behave myself on the road over the next 3 months, next 6 months, next 9 months, next 12 months, I could save money. Does that send the right message?
Well, I think it would encourage me to do it for sure, because I recently got quite a few fines for something that I didn't mean to do. And I would be extremely great. It's definitely put me in check, saying I need to be a better driver. I need to be more careful. And yeah, definitely. I mean, why wouldn't you?
I recently got an RTA fine, parking fine. So I'm not sure that would apply, right, to this one, because it's just Dubai Police fines?
No, yeah, so in the Emirate of Dubai, and interesting enough, it's for private owners of cars. Mm-hmm. So I'd say it's for any fine in general. So as long as you maintain being a sensible driver for the year, that then it depends on, you know, every 3 months it goes up in percentage about how much you can have off your existing fines. But then you'd want more details of, like, so do I wait in paying them off so I could actually get the discount? Or yeah, because I'm one of these people, I pay them off as I go.
Yes, on condition that the driver abides by the traffic laws and regulations and does not commit any violations for a full calendar year. Launched yesterday, from yesterday, therefore, so it can't be backdated, Zina.
No.
Zelamea, all right? But all you have to do, and I like what I do like here is the sort of, you know, the signpost they put there. So make it 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, 12 months. I think that's quite a good initiative, the way that they can move that forward. I just wonder whether it sends the right message. If we know we've got a problem on the roads of the UA, a problem with entitlement, a problem with people not having any respect for others, you know, an intolerance on the road of the UA, intolerance for others. Is this therefore just a stopgap? If it's going to, you know, save in your pocket over a course of 3 to 12 months, what happens after that 12 months? Are we going to be fundamentally changed?
I would expect it, yes, but I would expect something like this to continue, wouldn't you? Like, as in, it would be.
But if it's only for the Year of Tolerance, then therefore, how do you justify it going on after that?
But by adjusting your habits, you've automatically changed, hopefully, the way that you drive as well, because you're trying to be more careful. You're trying to be more aware. I mean, I've got a friend who recently, unfortunately, went through a red light of a tram like crossing. Yeah. Really bad. But she genuinely was just away with herself.
Distracted?
And I've been victim of that before. I think people genuinely, you do have really good drivers and they shouldn't be penalised, because all of a sudden they're like, that is a massive fine, massive points. What am I going to do?
Serena Kelly, you have set the agenda for us this morning. A lot of people coming in with their comments already. Thank you so much indeed for your time. Enjoy your weekend, mate.
Anytime, you too.
Oh, thanks to Serena. She's part of the ARN News team. If you want to get in touch with Serena and the rest of her team, because they are her team, then all you have to do is download their app. It means basically you can annoy them throughout the entire weekend, and they will have to react to that. Police down in Abu Dhabi are reminding motorists not to play games on their phones while they're driving. It is a distraction. Those found guilty will be fined 800 dirhams. Questions on the back of that. What constitutes a distraction on the roads of the UAE? And is 800 dirhams enough of a fine to impose for those and try and stop them doing it? Meanwhile, here in Dubai, you can have up to 100% off your existing traffic fines if you don't rack up any penalties for the rest of a calendar year. Part of a new initiative from Dubai Police. Is this sending the right message? We've been asking our listeners those questions throughout the morning.
I'm really happy about this initiative, as I have a chance to get at least 75% off my traffic fines, because my renewal is in November, so I still have the time. I just feel bad for those people's going to have their vehicle renewal soon.
I feel it's a great initiative, no doubt. Yes, of course. But I think these are just Dubai Police fines. So what about the actual RTA fines, which a lot of us drivers get? And moreover, I just feel that it would benefit more of the one-off offenders rather than the serial offenders, if I could say that.
This will be a plus point in order for me to be extra careful when driving, although I don't have any fine yet since I renewed my vehicle.
We're running an online poll on this one as well throughout the course of the show. What's the question we're asking this morning, Zina?
We are asking, are we letting bad drivers get off easily? Is it a way of turning bad drivers into good ones? But we've been running, as you said, our online polls. We did a Twitter poll. 68% say it's great news for drivers, and the rest say, not sure about this, guys. And on Instagram, got another poll on Instagram stories, 79% on board, and the rest not really.
Lots of people having their say with regards to this one. Kelly says anything that involves not giving 100% to the road is putting you and my family in danger. Time to get the thoughts of a expert in the know, an expert in this field, and a great friend of the show. Thomas Edelman of Road Safety UAE joins us live on the line. Thomas, always good to speak to you.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Zina.
Two initiatives to get your thoughts on first and foremost. Let's start with the Year of Tolerance initiative announced by all the team here in Dubai. Motorists in Dubai can have up to 100% off their existing traffic fines if they don't rack up any penalties for the rest of the year. Is this an initiative you welcome?
Yes, we do. We do indeed, for a couple of reasons. I mean, first of all, just to bring that a bit into context, in road safety, we are always talking about the four E's, like letter E, the four E's of road safety. One is enforcement, and the second one is education. I want to talk about these two. Just for information, there are two more. This is engineering. This has to do with safe roads and safe vehicles, as well as emergency services. So this means, God forbid, we have an accident, we don't have to die on the road if the ambulance reaches us on time. So, but going back to the first two ones, which is education and enforcement. So obviously, fines have to do with enforcement. So we have to have the proper laws in place, and these laws must be enforced. If we misbehave, we are offending, we're breaking the laws, then we are faced with fines. However, road safety experts around the world, they agree that the E that stands for education is the one that really changes people, that really changes behavior. And here in this context of this initiative, we are also talking about changing behavior. Because if you racked up a fine and you are faced with paying a fine, but you also know, hey, if I change my behavior and I really become a very good driver, I don't rack up any more fines. So you are changing your behavior deliberately because there's an incentive. And I think it's very fair to say it's a kind of universal truth that rewarding good behavior, incentivizing good behavior, works much, much better than penalizing bad behavior. So insofar, we are welcoming this initiative from a strategic background. We are also welcoming it because in road safety, we always talk about raising awareness. And this is a great example. People talk about it. The media talk about it. ARN 103.8, Dubai Eye, you guys are anyways great supporters, but you're talking about it. And this is what the cause of road safety needs.
The other side of the argument would be that it's setting the wrong kind of precedent by incentivizing people to behave for a period of time to get some sort of financial incentive on the fines that they are liable to pay. Is that a sentiment that we should be encouraging at the moment? Will this help to change attitudes on the roads after that 12-month period?
Yes. We think so, yes. It's all about really doing a deliberate act of change behavior. So we know our behavior was not the best one. We get penalized. Oh, now we have to change our behavior. And once you get in the groove of things, once you are applying a new behavior, then you will also stick to it. I was just listening to the sound bites of some of your listeners. Mm. And one of the people, he was also kind of speaking exactly in the line of our thinking, because this initiative does not really tackle the serial offenders, because they might not change the behavior as much as we want them to change it with this incentive. So they might also need to feel, quote unquote, the stick, the fine, the penalty, the financial impact on their purse. Mm. However, if you or me, hopefully good drivers, we do one thing by mistake, and we say, oh my God, yeah, and then we display good behavior and we can get rid of our fine, it's a good thing. And I think it is more about those people, the people who really want to change, and the people who see this as an incentive to start with their changed behavior and with their better behavior.
Somebody's just texted in saying it's not just in accordance with the year of tolerance that they've heard on other radio stations, that if it was successful, they might keep going for good. So could we look at this as something of a trial project over the course of the next 12 months to see if it has a benefit?
Yes, absolutely. I think, again, as I mentioned, it's all about being creative, not doing the same thing over and over again. So insofar, yeah, let's be tolerant. Let's be open. Let's be open to new ideas. Let's tolerate new ideas. Let's tolerate new approaches. Let's tolerate a thinking outside of the box approach. And I mean, again, hats off to the authorities of the UAE and Dubai Police are setting a great example with this initiative. And it's about really kind of nudging us a little bit and say, hey, come on, guys, it's the year of tolerance. Let's embrace new things. Let's embrace fresh ideas. And let's go out and tackle the key issues of the UAE. And road safety is only one of those issues. When we think about the Vision 2021 of the UAE government, there are many things listed there. Road safety is only one of the, as they are called, national priority areas. But there are also other national priority areas. And again, I think in this broader context of what the nation tries to achieve with the Year of Tolerance, with the UAE Vision 2021, I think it's a brilliant example.
Got another couple of questions. I don't know if you are at liberty to answer these, but I'm going to ask you anyway. I couldn't ask anyone better to ask, that's for sure, Thomas. But somebody's just come up with some of the minutiae of this one. So how does this fines discount work exactly? If I need to register my car, for example, this month, how does the initiative work, as you need to pay your fines in order to register your car? Is it a credit system as well?
Yeah. Well, Tom, with all respect, I'm not the right person to comment on that. I think we really have to rely on the official sources of Dubai Police. I don't want to say anything wrong here. I don't want to misguide your listeners.
No, completely.
So I think Dubai Police, they're very good in coming out with all the nitty-gritty, with all the fine print, if you want to. The only thing that I understand at this point, and there was also a question of your listeners before, so what about parking fines, for example? So these are not police fines. These are RTA fines. And it's not really a traffic offense, it's more like an administration offense. And these fines, as we understand from the communication, they're not touched. So if you got a parking fine, you still face to pay the parking fine.
Just to let people know, that listeners know, that we have reached out to Dubai Police to get more clarification on this. So we'll bring that to you during the course of the show. One more issue that I just want to address with you, and it is an issue that is close to your heart. Great to see that Abu Dhabi Police are again reiterating that sentiment on their social media platforms. It is the problem of distraction whilst behind the wheel. Here's a comment to kick us off. Jules has been in touch with us this morning, Thomas, saying, I think eating or drinking behind the wheel is definitely a distraction, especially if there is a sauce or whatever falling into your lap. It also means you've taken one hand off the wheel, so you won't have the same control over the car. Your action time is affected, as you may not be able to use your horn and indicator as required. Do you concur?
Absolutely, I do. Well, Tom, you listen again. He makes a very good point. When we are talking about distraction, why is distraction so important and so dangerous in that context, we have to be aware of the four forms of distraction. So when you just think about you and me driving in our car, one form of distraction is that we take the eyes off the road. And this certainly happens in the context of playing games and many other initiatives. The second one is taking your hands off the wheel. So this is what the listener was referring to. The next one would be we're taking our mind off what's happening around us on the roads. So we're getting mentally distracted. We're thinking about other things. And last but not least is the auditory distraction. So we might not hear the emergency vehicle approaching us from behind. We might not hear the warning beeping of the motorist next to us. So these are these four forms of distraction. And when you think about using your mobile phone, for example, or playing, you know, a game or texting, this combines basically all these four forms of distractions, and this makes it so dangerous. So insofar, whenever we think about our mobile device, and we all have our mobile device, and it's very, very dear to us and very close to our heart, but there's only one thing that applies when it comes to road safety, and we always say, put it on silent and put it away. Full stop.
Good advice, as always, Thomas Edelman. It's always nice to catch up with you. I think it's our first time in 2019, so great to have you back on board, Thomas. Thank you very much indeed for your thoughts there. And as always, if people want to find out more, they can find out more via your social media platforms, your website and others. Enjoy your weekend, Tom.
You too. Thank you very much for having me. Have a great weekend.
Our thanks to Thomas Edelman for joining us live on the line there.
It's The Agenda, your mid-morning phone-in, and the lines are now live.
Join the conversation on 04-871-5500.
Back to some of your comments on today's talkers. A lot of them are centred around all things the roads of the UAE after directives from both Dubai Police and Abu Dhabi Police over the last 24 hours. Abu Dhabi Police trying to combat the issue and the scourge of distraction on the roads of the UAE. Dubai Police, for their part, trying to do the best to help you see the error of your ways when it comes to fines and the ability, the initiative to help you cancel out those fines if you show good behaviour over the course of a calendar year. Your thoughts on these would be good. A couple of text messages and thoughts that have come through are these. So now another incentive not to pay traffic fines, says one of our listeners. How's that benefit? Fitting those who have always paid on time. Appreciate that one. And this one from Reem as well. Good to have you on board, Reem, saying, how about the influencers out there in the media who are driving without their seatbelts and chatting always while driving and then posting videos of the same? Got to lead by example. Other comments coming through.
That's true. Well, there are comments coming through across our social media sites. Particularly, we've been running polls. We did a Twitter poll. 70% say it's great news for drivers to incentivize drivers for their good behavior. And the rest say, not sure about this, guys. And on Instagram, 79% are on board and the rest not really.
Jules has been in touch with us as well, and we'll be speaking to Jules in just a few moments' time, but just getting through a couple of the other comments that have come through. This one's from John, who's texted us on 4001, saying, for an equivalent task, try reading a newspaper or a book while you're driving. That'll give you an idea of how distracting texting is while driving. Another one from Albert, who's been in touch, says, because you're not looking where you're going and your mind is not concentrated on driving. When things happen in front of you, you normally have little time to react. A child steps out, a truck blows a tyre. These happen and require your instant attention. The seconds you're looking at your phone can make the difference between life and death. Thank you very much for those. As I mentioned, we've got a number of text messages and a number of thoughts that have come in. One of those was from Jules with regards to all things distraction. Jules joins us live on the line now. Hey, Jules.
Hi.
Thanks very much indeed for joining us. Eating and drinking constitutes distraction behind the wheel. Is that right?
I agree. I have to admit, I am guilty of it sometimes, especially as you mentioned, a smoothie with a straw in it or a bottle of water or a little snack. But really, as your expert said before, it is a distraction of the mind and taking the hand off the wheel. And as I said, I really do think it affects your reaction time.
In terms of what can be done about it, I mean, this sort of initiative to incentivize with a sort of financial bonus at the end almost, or certainly not penalizing people for good behavior, is that sending the right sentiment, do you think? Do you think it's going to have an impact?
I'm always a little bit skeptical yeah. of these campaigns because, personally, I consider myself to be quite a good driver. And if I'm not being rewarded for my driving, but I see someone else who's a mediocre driver who happened to be in the right place at the right time and was spotted and rewarded for being a good driver, then I just feel that you're not rewarding everyone who's being a good driver. And my other question is, how do you judge that someone is a good driver? Is it based on insurance claims? Is it based on fines? Is it based on just a moment in time you're driving past the police and you happen to do the right thing and they're rewarding you for it? I think it's a skill that is quite difficult to judge in that sense, and then therefore to go and reward people who are good at driving. I think that's just a difficult task. I don't know, maybe they do have a way to do this. But for me, I just feel personally, if I missed out on that and I consider myself a good driver, then it hasn't worked and it feels a bit unfair to me.
Yeah.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.